Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's deadly serious. Ceasefire supposedly in Syria. We were told this is a five-day ceasefire. But this morning, reports that there's still shooting. That's not completely shocking, given the it's a war zone, but let's try to figure out what's going on in Syria related to the Kurds and what deal the vice president and the president say that they had brokered yesterday. Connor Finnegan is our ABC News correspondent at the State Department. Good morning to you, Connor. What can you tell us?
Good morning, John. As you said, you know, we're hearing from war monitors on the ground of some intermittent clashes, some shelling, gunfire from the Turkish side against those Syrian Kurdish forces that were partnered with the U.S. in the fight against ISIS. I think, you know, this is supposed to be a 120-hour ceasefire, 5 days where Turkey said they would pause their operations and allow those Syrian Kurds to withdraw from this area, to disarm their heavy weapons and dismantle their fortifications. And if the Kurds did that, then the Turks would halt this operation altogether. We'd have a more permanent ceasefire, and the U.S. says they would then drop the sanctions against Turkey that were imposed on Monday. As you said, you know, no surprise to have some clashes back and forth, but I think this really speaks to a larger problem with this deal, with this joint statement that was released from Turkey and the U.S. yesterday. It doesn't specify what exactly this ceasefire zone is. The Turks say that it is 20 miles in from their border into Syria, and extends from the Euphrates River in the east to the Iraqi border in the west, really a huge chunk of territory. But the U.S. and the Kurds don't agree with that. They say that Turkey can only have a ceasefire in the areas they control, and so it appears at this point in time that Turkey is trying to extend the areas that they control.
So is there a reaction at the State Department or from the White House to this dispute? Because they were really trumpeting as a big success yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You know, President Trump tweeting that it was a great day for civilization. Reporters who are traveling with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem now after his stop in Turkey yesterday tried to get him to answer that specific question, and he declined. He did not answer any of their questions while he was on the ground there. So it's unclear, you know, how the U.S. views this. Do they just see it as some, you know, some sort of regular small clashes that are being worked out in an agreement? Or do they understand that there is a broader, you know, disagreement here over what this safe zone includes? The special envoy for Syria, a very experienced veteran diplomat, a man named Jim Jeffrey, spoke to reporters yesterday and tried to downplay those disagreements. But it is apparent now that, you know, this is really going to lead to perhaps more clashes over the course of the next 5 days. And then really, you know, who knows beyond that? Once you know, that 5 day period is over, will Turkey be satisfied with what they see as, you know, Kurds upholding their part of the agreement or not?
Mm-hmm. There was a comment that the president made yesterday that I wasn't sure if it was actually correct, that U.S. soldiers were gone and were not in harm's way. I think that was the phrase that President Trump used, that they weren't in harm's way. Do we know, is everybody out, or is he just saying the majority are out, or do we know the answer to that?
I don't think we know the exact answer in terms of, you know, who is, how many are out and all that. But the U.S. forces have consolidated their positions, uh-huh, and they are beginning to leave northern Syria. So, again, you know, we don't know exactly where they are. The Pentagon is very obviously tight-lipped about that for security reasons. But we do know that they've actually had to destroy some of the positions that they once held. There was the use of a fighter jet to bomb one of America's own positions in Syria to make sure that, you know, these other forces that are coming in
don't get a hold of them.
aren't able to get a hold of, you know, either sensitive technology or classified documents and things like that.
Connor, I know you got to go, but this kind of snuck up on a lot of us. Were we just not paying attention, or did this surprise even folks like you who are at the State Department talking about this issue on a regular basis?
You know, when that White House announcement came out about the call between President Erdogan and President Trump, what was surprising to us was what the U.S. chose to do. This disagreement between Turkey and the U.S. over this area where Syrian Kurdish forces backed by the U.S. have been living, have been, you know, trying to secure this terrain from ISIS, it's been a large dispute for months now, and the U.S. and Turkey had been negotiating and trying to make the Turks comfortable with this Syrian Kurdish position, move some Kurds from certain cities, and they had reached an agreement several times in June and in August. But what was surprising was that the U.S. chose at this point in time to walk away, essentially, that Turkey said, we are finally going to invade this territory, as they have threatened to do for months now. And it seems like the president said, go ahead.
Yeah, rapidly, boom. And that's what caught everybody off guard. Interesting. Connor Finnegan, our ABC News correspondent at the State Department this morning. Appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.